Mini Customs.
Hey, this is George. I'm calling from Local Splash. Am I speaking with Amy?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Amy, we're just giving you a quick call just to give you some information on the account, just about 5 or 10 minutes. Do you have the time right now?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, great. So starting with Google, Amy, we just wanted to let you know that now that you are live and active in Google, we just want to share common practices that a lot of people have to help you attract more clients, of course. So a very common practice, which I'm sure you might already know, but just to reiterate that, you know, whenever we look for a product or a business, whether it be on Google, Amazon, whatever the case might be, a really common thing that a lot of people do would be that they like to look at reviews, and reviews gives people a good idea whether the product they're about to buy or the business they're about to call is reliable, if there's any complaints, if they're recommended by other people and things like that, and that's how they make their decision whether they buy the product or call the business. So currently, on the account you have, on the business profile, you have 1 5-star review, which is great.
Yes.
However, of course, the more reviews, the higher people would give you a call, of course. So there's a link that we're going to send to you. This link is for you to share around with as many people as you possibly can, for you to get as many reviews as you possibly can. And that way, whenever people, new potential clients run into your profile, they'll see all of these reviews, and you'll have a higher chance of them actually giving you a call as opposed to calling the competitor a call. So these things, these reviews are extremely important. The more that you have, the better and higher chance that you have to attracting new clients. So as soon as you get that that link, Amy, make sure to try to share that with as many people as you possibly can. And this should be a permanent practice, of course, once you start getting new clients, ask them for reviews as well. That way new people will see that you're consistently getting reviews, and that way you can consistently get new clients. So keep that in mind and stay on the lookout for that link that we're going to send today throughout the day. Now, that's on the side of Google, and on the side of Facebook, your ads, just to let you know, have been live since about 2 weeks. Going on.
Where are they? Because nobody has seen them.
Oh, well, if you are looking to see them, the only way that you could see them is logging into your client dashboard. That's
no, but I don't even see them on that. Like, when it says to preview it, it really doesn't show anything. And the one that it does show, like, there's something at the bottom of that that does not go. There's a call, it says, like, call Mo or something like that. Like, something doesn't fit down there that doesn't go with my company.
On where? I'm sorry.
On the Facebook ad. Like, I've called you all about it, like, twice now, and I haven't gotten a response back about it. Like, I sent a picture and circled it and everything, and nobody said anything about it.
Okay.
But it's not my information. I don't know what that is.
So, looking at your ad right now as we speak, and what is it that shouldn't be there?
At the very bottom, it says, like, call Mo. And then it says something else beside it, but it doesn't make sense. I couldn't make it out quite, but it doesn't go with it's not my stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh, Mo.
Yeah.
I do not see that on your ad at all.
I have a picture of it. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, can you text that?
Yeah. Give me 1 second. I'll send it to you.
Take your time.
Here. Yeah, it says contact for MOW. I don't know what that means, but the website or whatever it is that they have next to it is not right.
Okay, I'll take a look and see what you see in the screenshot.
Where do we, where do I need to send this?
So this number I'm calling you on.
I just want to make sure.
That's okay. Yeah.
Let me do it that way. 877.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hold on a second. I don't know if it's going to come. Oh, here it is. Okay. I just sent it to you now.
All right. All right, that does not look like an ad. I'm thinking that's more of a post, a Facebook post. Let me take a look into your post.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, though. It's not, I mean, it doesn't go with my stuff. Just, that's what comes up when I hit the preview for my Facebook ad.
Oh, I see that's your cover photo for your Facebook page. That's not an ad. But I'll definitely report that over so we can get that removed immediately and corrected immediately.
Yeah.
And get that, of course, corrected. I also see that next to that, it's the letters, the wording of that email is not understood. So we'll all...
No, it's not. I don't think it's right.
Or it's not.
At all.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
Right. So I'll definitely have that reported over immediately so we can have that corrected immediately as well.
Okay.
But yeah, that's not an ad. That's your cover
photo.
Okay,
because, yeah, I mean, when I go into my Facebook dashboard and click on ads, that's what pops up for me on my side. That's the only thing that I've seen that is anything, any ad type thing done on my page.
Huh, it's odd that it's giving you a cover photo as opposed to an actual. Yeah, your ad doesn't show that at all. I double-checked your ads now as I was waiting, and none of this that you're reported or send a screenshot of shows in that ad.
Yeah. I haven't seen the ad because it doesn't show on my when I click preview, it doesn't, it that's what it gives me. It doesn't give me anything else. Then I go into my dashboard, what it tells you.
So the ads on Facebook, you're not going to be able to see them the traditional way that people would see them. It wouldn't make sense for us to charge you to show you your own ad.
No, I understand that. But, like, where do they go? Because, like, nobody that I know has seen them on Facebook, like, when they're scrolling on anything. Like, people are on Marketplace all day long. Like, nobody has seen anything. So where do they post? Or where do they show at?
So ads are shown to people, to those people, first of all, in your area, and that it makes sense to show to. So they're strategically shown to people who have at one point shown interest to something that's related to your business. And how that's done is basically anyone who has Googled anything that's related to your business, anyone who has watched a video that's related to your business, anyone who had any...
What do you mean, like, related to my business, like anything to do with handyman services or remodeling? I mean, I don't understand, like...
Yeah.
Or is it directly into, like, unique customers?
No, anyone who's shown interest to anything that's related to your business, anything that's related to your services.
Okay.
So only to those people are people who can actually see an ad. It wouldn't make sense for us to show ad for people who have never shown any sort of interest to your service. So the more that we show ads to people who have shown interest, the higher likelihood it is for you to actually get a client. So all ads are thrown out there to only those people who have shown some sort of interest to your to something that's related to your business. So if people cannot see them, it's because maybe they haven't Googled anything that's related to you or anything like that, or shown no interest to what you do as a business.
Okay.
It wouldn't make sense for us to waste your money or on your ads, your budget for ads on people who don't have interest in your service.
Right. Okay. I'm just curious.
Yeah, of course. That's a great question. And, I'll definitely report what you sent as a screenshot so we can have that corrected immediately.
Okay.
However, your Facebook ads are live and they're active and have been active for close to 3 weeks now.
Okay. And Google ads too?
Google, you don't have Google ads. You have a Google profile, which
I was supposed to have Google and Facebook ads. Is what they told me.
You do have a Google service, but there's a difference between the Google ad service and the Google profile service for local SEO that you have. Those are two way different things that often are confused with one another since Google is Google at the end of the day. But the type of service that you have specifically is local SEO services for the Google profile, which is those reviews that we were discussing earlier.
Okay.
Okay. And again, just throughout the day, we're going to send you a text and an email with that link that I was telling you about for you to gather as many reviews as you possibly can to attract clients.
Okay.
So just stay on the lookout for that and try to share that with as many people as you can.
Okay.
All right. Excellent. So, Amy, that's all the information I wanted to share with you today. Do you have any questions for me?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you for taking the call. You have a good one.
You too.